Grace, peace, and mercy be multiplied unto you from God our Father and from our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The text for today is really Psalm 110, and I just noticed that I had a typo. We heard Psalm 100. What am I supposed to do? And I don't have my Bible up here. And I'll tell you, this is really something because even from the beginning, when I received this text, I dreaded wanting to preach on Psalm 110. It's not because that I'm afraid of it, but it's because of the Hebrew complexity and the complicated exegetical academic baggage that comes with it. But God, working through the Dean of Chapel, has another idea. And so he has given me Psalm 110. It's a familiar psalm. I don't have it memorized, but it begins with, "The Lord said to my Lord, sit here on my right hand until I make your enemies a footstool for your feet." Elsewhere in the psalm, God says that he will not change his mind. The Lord has sworn and will not change his mind. You are a priest forever in the order of Melchizedek. Psalm 110 is a wonderful psalm. It's a coronation psalm, one of a king. And not only did I have a problem with not having it read this morning, which is my error, or with all the exegetical items that can go with it, but I also had a hard time coming up with an illustration for Psalm 110. How do you illustrate two different kingdoms? The kingdom of Satan, of death, of heartache, of sin, versus the kingdom of Christ, a beautiful kingdom that has no end in eternity, living in freedom with God forever. And yet this psalm that I feared, that we've heard a part of, in part at least, doesn't need an illustration because this psalm is a beautiful one that speaks on its own, that stands on its own. It speaks of two kingdoms that not only exist next to each other, but more importantly, it speaks of two kingdoms, one right in the midst of the other, the kingdom of God in the middle of the kingdom of death. And we gathered here this morning have our feet, one in each of them. And that's where the tension lies. The beginning of the psalm points to the coronation of a king. There are tones of victory, of triumph, of certainty. When God says, "Sit here at my right hand until I make your enemies a footstool for your feet." It doesn't say, "Wait here a minute and let's see what happens." But it's words of certainty. And yet the conclusion of the psalm is filled with military overtones, battle cries of fights and wars yet to be done, imagery of heaping up of bodies and the piling up of corpses, imagery of the crushing of kings and the overthrowing of kingdoms. The tension comes for us here today as we watch the news and see Kosovo in the headlines. Those who seek world peace have their hopes dashed because if it's not one thing, it's another. Columbine shootings in this kingdom on earth from a few weeks ago still headlines the news as well as many a sermon. And then the recent tornadoes reminds us here and all mankind that no matter how intelligent or how indestructible we may think we are not in control. Tensions, heartaches, wars, and sin. Sickness, cancer, death, aging homes, and the grave. This is the kingdom we live in right now. This is the kingdom that meets us daily at work, at school, at home, at play. And it is in this kingdom that the Christian soul is thrown around like a person in a torrential storm, drowning with no help, but seeking help. That's the kingdom of this world. And yet this psalm, Psalm 110, speaks of victory, of exaltation of a king, and the kingdom of Jesus Christ. How is a person then to get from here to there? Well, there's a verse in the middle, verse 4 of this psalm, which cannot be ignored in this most precious word of God. It says, "The Lord has sworn and will not change his mind. You are a priest forever in the order of Melchizedek." This too is a word of assurance, a word of certainty. This is the word of promise from God. He has sworn an oath. He has vowed a vow on the highest name possible, his own. And that no matter what else seems to be happening here in our life, God is still in control. God has made a promise, and God has said, there is a place for my people, and you will be taken there. And in addition, God's people will have a king to rule them forever and ever. The kingdom, though, is not of this world. The kingdom is of heaven. And this promise is secured through the work of the king, who also serves as the priest, Jesus Christ, who sacrificed his life on the cross for us. Jesus Christ, our Lord. In Hebrews chapter 6, the Holy Bible tells us more about God's promise and Christ as king and also as priest. We hear in verse 19 and 20, we have this as a sure and steadfast anchor of the soul, a hope that enters into the inner shrine behind the curtain, where Jesus has gone as a forerunner on our behalf, having become a high priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. It's the promise of God that is our hope. Not like the hope of someone who might go to the casinos to shoot craps or play cards. That's not hope, that's foolishness and poor stewardship. But the hope of living in the kingdom of heaven, which is seen not with these physical eyes, but with the eyes of faith in Christ. Jesus Christ, who has already won for us the forgiveness of our sins completely through his death on the cross. The certain hope which comes through faith in Jesus Christ, who how on Easter morning burst forth through the tomb to overcome death and the grave and give us the certainty of eternal life with him forever. And Jesus Christ, who by his own blood shed on the cross, has now opened up the glorious gates of Zion, the beautiful gates of salvation in heaven for any and all who put their trust in him. The promise of the future kingdom with Christ. And yet while we remain here on earth, Jesus doesn't remain only in heaven as if we do not exist. Just because Jesus went back up into heaven doesn't mean that's the end of the story. We heard that in chapel yesterday from Professor Kolb. But Jesus Christ, our King, our priest, continues to deliver and bring himself to us in our lives today and tomorrow. Jesus doesn't rule us with a scepter of hatred or anger, but Jesus rules us with the scepter of grace through his word and his sacrament. He rules our lives in this kingdom through splashes of baptismal water, through bread and wine as he delivers his body and blood. Jesus Christ rules us with the refreshment of the forgiveness of our sins and that he truly does love us. This is what gives us hope in a world that offers no hope. Christ is what gives us certainty in a world where there is no certainty. For Jesus, who is king and priest, for Jesus, who rules and reigns over us from his kingdom that has no end. Well, there is no illustration for that, is there? God speaks for himself. This promise is for you, and he will not change his mind. To him be the glory forever and ever. Amen.